Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to the UK Business Morning podcast. It's Alice here, and today we have a really interesting topic about the NHS 10-year plan and some concerns raised by the Association of Professional Staffing Companies, or APSCO.
Morning, Alice. And yes, this does sound like a significant issue. I've read through the details, and it's clear that APSCO is raising valid concerns about the current proposals. Let me just start by summarising what they're saying.
Of course, I'd love to hear your take on this. So, what exactly is APSCO saying about the NHS 10-year plan?
Well, they're saying the plan doesn't go far enough to meet the desperately needed skills access demands in the NHS. They're disappointed with the planned reduction in access to overseas talent, especially doctors, and they believe this will only add to the existing resourcing issues.
I see, it does seem like a critical point, given how long it takes to train medical professionals. So, while the domestic skills market is being developed, international resources will remain essential.
Exactly. And they're also pointing out that the 10-year plan doesn't include the necessary caveats to reform hiring practices in the long term, which is urgently needed.
Right, and APSCO is calling on the government to reconsider its aim of completely eliminating agency spending across NHS providers and integrated care systems. Why is that?
Because, in their experience, there will always be a need for flexible, agency-sourced staffing to meet demand for niche expertise, fill skills gaps, and alleviate immediate pressures across different care settings.
That makes sense. It will be critical for resource the new community health centres and to harness game-changing tech. APSCO is urging the government to recognise the value of a blended, flexible workforce in the people and resourcing strategy for the NHS and care systems.
Yes, they also outlined in their Change NHS submission that one set of overarching rules for recruitment and onboarding practices across all NHS frameworks and care settings is needed to streamline recruitment.
And they're suggesting the Department of Health and Social Care should use the same standardised rules for onboarding and compliance across all providers. Why is that important?
Because it will achieve one set of rules and one set of audit standards. This can be extended into primary care, social care, community pharmacy, and other community services.
So APSCO does welcome some aspects of the plan, like the improvements in efficiencies and reduction in administrative burden through better technology, but they're concerned about the skills required to implement and manage these new technologies.
Exactly. These require a whole new set of competencies, which are already in short supply across the UK and in high demand in almost every sector.
And they've written to the Health and Social Care Secretary, Wes Streeting, to highlight the critical importance of flexibility in the NHS workforce.
Yes, and they will continue to urge the government to take account of these recommendations. They want to ensure the voice of their members is heard as the 10-year plan progresses.
That's really important, Lewis. It seems like APSCO is advocating for a more flexible and realistic approach to staffing within the NHS, especially given the current challenges in training and recruitment.
Absolutely, and I think their points are well made. The NHS is under a lot of pressure, and without a robust people and resourcing strategy, these issues are going to persist.
Agreed, we'll be keeping an eye on how the government responds to these recommendations and how the 10-year plan evolves. Thanks for joining me today, Lewis.
Thank you, Alice, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Join us again tomorrow for more business and economic news.